Well, let's begin first by welcoming Richard Coltharp back to KRWG Public Media for the Bulletin on the Radio. Glad to have you.
Good to be back, Casey. It's been a while.
It has. And you know what else? It's been a while since kids have been in school, and that's where we'll begin.
Yeah, you know, our cover photograph this week, Elva Osterreich took it of kids at the crosswalk. You know, I told Elva it's kind of like an Abbey Road moment with the Beatles walking across the crosswalk. And I also talk about that in my column this week, that it was jarring to see the kids and the crossing guards and all the activity. We've been a year without it, but it's a hopeful sign, just like the flowers of spring.
Yeah, and a reminder to everyone that's something we've kind of gotten used to not seeing around, so please be extremely cautious. And it's always inspiring to see when a scout rises to the level of Eagle Scout, and you've done a story on a local scout.
Yeah, a young man, Ethan Cristiano, he's a local scout, and he grew up essentially in the Las Cruces Boys and Girls Club, and he felt like for his project he wanted to give back. So they're working on a pergola, I think is the term for it, a little shade structure so that the kids can play out in the playground and have a little cool spot.
How nice. And you have a column this week about things getting back to normal. Sort of?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have sports are back in addition to the schools, but the thing is you'll see, you know, all the fall sports and the winter sports are going on right now. I drove by and saw Bulldog football team practicing right next to the baseball team. We already have a state champion. Centennial High School girls won the volleyball state championship. Normally that would be taking place in November. And then Centennial girls soccer team is in the semifinals. So it's a lot of activity going on.
Fantastic. And the Baton Memorial March, we would normally have already would have taken place, but for the second year in a row, it just has to be different this year.
Right. They're doing it virtually, and we learned about a group of universities, their junior ROTC programs. They've started this competition. There were eight alumni of Clemson University that were in the original Baton Death March back in World War II, and the Clemson University has carried on this challenge to, they've got eight other universities, and it's a fundraiser and a way to remember these amazing people. And then the march itself this year is going to be virtual, and so you can do it on your own terms. I think that it's over a two-week period.
And there are more entertainment items happening as things slowly inch back to normal.
Absolutely. There's the Amador Days is kicking in the first week of May. With that venue at the Amador, it's, you know, mostly outdoor, and it's plenty of space to keep your distance. And again, we're just going to kind of keep inching back toward normal.
And on to the business section.
You know, we have another article about Citizens Bank. They opened in 1970. I talked about them last week in my column. One of their long customers, Elsa Rodriguez of Ranchway Restaurant, talked about what they have meant. Citizens Bank has meant to their business and many other businesses. So we took a little deeper look at their history this year, and it's great to see a local business still thriving. And they have an anniversary book called The First 50 Years, meaning they're banking on going at least another 50 years.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we'll end with a really great project that Las Cruces Home Builders Association is involved in.
Right. You may have heard of the Anniversary House. They've done four or five of these where a builder will build a home, and then when the house sells, they take the profits and they divvy them up among a lot of local nonprofit organizations and charitable organizations, and this is going to be called CASA for a Cause. But that's just a sampling. There's so much more in the bulletin, and if you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be seen at LasCrucesBulletin.com. That's all one word, LasCrucesBulletin.com. And also check us out on social media.
All right, Richard Coltharp, thank you so much for that preview of this week's issue. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Casey.